Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and also a program called The Word is the Way to Life. The Word manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us. That was Jesus, and He has certainly showed us the way to life. We've been doing a little journey through the Psalms, Psalm 51 through 100, and this week we're in Psalm 67. Now, it's a short psalm compared to some of them. Next week, Psalm 68 is a very long psalm, so I hope and pray you tune in and bear with me as I go and read it and that we can digest it. But I digress. Psalm 67 this week. Hear God's word. May God be merciful and bless us. May His face shine with favor upon us. May Your ways be known throughout the earth, Your saving power among people everywhere. May the nations praise You, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise You. How glad the nations will be singing for joy because You govern them with justice and direct their actions of the whole world. May the nations praise You, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise You. Then the earth will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will richly bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and people all over the world will fear Him. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word. As you know, that word fear, translated into English, really is reverence and awe. Or I like to say, the love of God, or the love of. But it's, we're not to be afraid of God. There's nothing to be afraid of, because He loved us and He created us in His image. But we need to have reverence and awe. Well, Psalm 67 is a psalm of praise, as you said, at Thanksgiving. And it was probably used in the harvest festivals. You know, we are in some of the time right now of the harvest festivals, leading up to Yom Kippur, Feast of Tabernacles, and all the others. But some churches today still celebrate the harvest festivals. And some churches even, they kind of do it a little different. Well, we got to have a fall festival. Well, different kind of fall festival, but they want to do crafts and all that. There's nothing wrong with that. But I love the buts and the ifs, as you know. People bring gifts of food to church to distribute to the needy. That's a wonderful thing to do in the fall. And these gifts are visible reminders of God's grace and generosity towards us. Psalm 67 gives us a fresh perspective of how we should view God's blessings. Psalm 67 is also a simple song in three short sections, and it's structured into three concentric circles. The outer circle, I don't know if this would be a Venn diagram or not, but it might be. The outer circle is in verses 1 and 2 and 6 and 7, and then the psalm opens and closes with a request from God to bless His people and continue to treat them kindly and generously. But why should God bless us? Well, the psalmist said, that Your ways may be known on the earth, O Lord, and Your salvation among the nations. So we seek God's blessing so that the world will know of His wonder and saving power. Then there's the inner circle, verses 3 through 5, where the call to praise God is repeated. And I think now when we realize how generously God has physically and spiritually blessed all of us, I think the only right response to Him is to praise Him. Thank You, God. We love You. We praise You. Now, I think one of the greatest sins in our world is that we walk daily by markets full of God's good gifts to us and never give it a thought about the One who truly puts all of that food on the shelves, and that God who causes the land to yield its harvest. I think the heart of the whole Psalm 67 is in verse 4, as the songwriter praises God for His justice and His great plan for the world. We Christ followers have even a greater reason to praise Him for this. Where do we see God's justice and power most wonderfully displayed? I think it's arguably the most important sentence in the letters of the Apostle Paul in Romans 3:25. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness. Wow. So, in covering our sins with his own blood, Jesus carried out the perfect justice and righteousness of God by restoring our right relationship with him. That's all it means to be righteous and be in the right relationship with God. And God watches people walk the aisles of shops that are overflowing with everything they could possibly ever want or need. And everything then is ultimately from his generous hand. He is, after all, the creator, the provider, and the redeemer. Yet, very few stop to praise him. But God did not punish people for their ingratitude. No, instead he sent his son to die on the cross so that they may be forgiven. The cross is the place where mercy and justice meet. And that's why the nations will sing with joy. Now many nations are poor. We are blessed in this country to be rich in so many ways, not only spiritually but physically, but there's a lot of poor nations on the earth, and some are materially poor, but all are spiritually poor too. And God longs to bless those nations by showing them his justice, his power, his grace, and his love. That's why the missionaries are so important. God can and will do through us. Now, we've been a blessing to be a blessing to others. That's our calling. And I think that is really and truly the message of Psalm 67. So think about the church where you serve and worship. How does your church celebrate the wonderful generosity of God towards us and others? And then think about how those people in need around us and how we can use God's blessings upon us to be a blessing to them. You know, blessings beget blessings. And we need to be a blessing to everybody that's around us, and we also want to be blessed by those around us. It's a very interesting, wonderful, godly thing that happens as we have relationship with God through Christ and God's people. Well, I digress. I'm certainly glad that you tune in to The Word is the Way to Life, and look at the Psalms and look at some of the things that we have. You know, God called David a man after his own heart. You know why? Because he repented. David had he got himself all messed up, you know, with Bathsheba and the whole bit, and getting Bathsheba's husband killed on the front line and all that. And after she got pregnant, you know the story. But then he realized that he was in a mess. And as we read in some of the other Psalms, he reached out and he asked God to forgive him and to give him the wisdom, the strength to be able to set back on the right path. And he did. And he became one of the greatest kings of Israel. And then he had a son named Solomon, who gives us a lot of wisdom, you know. We're studying the book of Proverbs now at the church on Sunday morning, just taking little bits of Proverbs and planting seeds with it. It's just, well, anyhow, I'm just grateful that we have this opportunity to come and to share and to encourage one another, because this is a cruel old world, as you know. We have the battle between good and evil has raised its ugly head quite often lately in a lot of ways. If you've been following the news, you know what I mean. But God's still on the throne. And we need to be able to combat evil. We need to be spreading the gospel. We need to be able to get the good news out so people can recognize their evil and repent. That's what it's all about, is repentance. But in the meantime, we just got to keep on keeping on. And I'm grateful that you're here in Jesus' precious name. Any thoughts or any suggestions on how we can improve our little segment here, The Word is the Way to Life, let me know or Phil know. You're a blessing. Have a wonderful day.